But he is not in charge of your life to tell you what to do, what you to receive, how you to live. He doesn't have that because he's been stripped. Hallelujah. I want you to listen now, because he's been stripped of his authority. He has power, but for a born-again believer, he does not have authority over you. He cannot, and you should not. And that's why he's cunning. That's why he's deceptive. Because he knows if he can deceive you and believe in something from him, then he can take the advantage of you. But if you know the truth and say, no, you don't. You know the truth, so I rebuke you. You know the truth, so I resist you. And he have to flee because of your position. He doesn't have a choice. He'll persist and make you think he has some influence, and you have to do what he said. No, I don't. So, listen to this. Jesus gave us absolutely authority on this earth to rule and reign in life. But listen to the other side of that. If we don't exercise that authority, guess what? There's nothing God can do. But when you exercise that authority, then you get God's ability to carry it out. And I'm going to say that again. But if you won't exercise, if you walk around, that's why he wants you to talk crazy talk. I don't know what I'm going to do. I am a woman. I am a man. We are a people that's in charge. I'm talking about this new race, this new breed, this new kind of man. What I say goes. Amen. Watch it. And when we start talking about these things, see, there's some things I did ignorantly years ago. And some of them I didn't correct when I should have. And it cost me. All right? Y'all ain't talking too well. It cost me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It cost me. Because this is why the enemy seek out to deceive and take the advantage of our ignorance. But we have been given authority on this earth over every work of evil. Hallelujah. So, when we allow Satan to mess with us, he'll steal our jobs. He'll tear up our family. He'll steal our health. Let me show you how he'll do it. He'll steal our help. He'll steal our peace. He'll have you all upset. And he'll have you thinking the next person that you upset with your problem. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. And the scripture plainly said, and sometimes we don't listen too well, the scripture plainly says, and I probably need to put it up there, Ephesians 6:10. You can do the King James, be fine. And I really want to get to the 12th verse, but go ahead and put it up. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brother, be strong in who? In the Lord, in the power of his might. Do what? Put on the whole armor of God. Do what? Dress up with God's armor. Why? That you may be able to do what? Stand against what? Who are we dealing with? The wiles of the devil. For, look at the next verse. For we, what? Wrestle not against who? But what did he have you thinking? People, loved ones, relatives, wives, husband, children, huh? Church member, pastor. That old pastor ain't right. Am I telling the truth or not? Huh? When we don't understand that we have authority over this, this is how we get our lives messed up. Let me take it a little further. It's okay? He know you have a healthy appetite. He'll start on you early. Y'all been listening to me. As a little child. And some parents is at fault because they don't train their child when they're growing up. Just try to stuff everything they can in it. And that's wrong. You need to teach that child how to eat moderate. Hello? And then when he get up, you just gobble down any kind of old meat. And your body said, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Say, so here you go again. You're right, I'm going again. Evidently, I didn't get it the first time. I got to come back again.